manganese really can mess things up.
And it builds up, and it's just kind of like hardening of the arteries, you know, but it builds up. But it can come loose when you have a sudden change in the water flow or something like
or
that.
Or temperature, like a freeze.
Well, and then all of a sudden, the water's, you know, comes into the washer and Aunt Martha's antique bedspread is ruined, you know. So one of the things you can use, though, is the pipe going to the house. Make sure you've got a good faucet right at the end of that pipe and periodically purge it. Just run it wide open and you'll see the orange, black stuff come out. And that's, again, it's sort of a simplistic treatment system. You're catching it rather than drinking it.
So right now, aeration, you're basically spraying or splashing the water into a tank, or like if you ozonated the water.
Yeah, ozonating is really just souped up air, shall we say. Mm-hmm. What you've done is you've, through various methods, usually the home system have, again, a UV tube, but it's not directly UV ultraviolet bombarding the water. It's bombarding the air that you're pulling through with some kind of a suction device or an air pump.
A small air pump, yeah.
Yeah. And so the UV, same as it happens in the atmosphere, way up in the at the top of our atmosphere, as sunshine, which has ultraviolet, shines through oxygen, it will break it apart. It'll break those atoms apart, and they'll reform again instead of, see oxygen is O2, right? Mm-hmm. So that's two oxygen atoms. Gets bombarded with ultraviolet, or there are other methods, but anyway, breaks apart and reforms in a triangle in three.
Oh, three, right.
So the two is still an oxygen, but it's got this third oxygen atom that is a weak bond, and it makes it corrosive. And it's one of the most corrosive things we know of.
It's corrosive, and it's basically what they call a free radical. It's something that wants to grab onto something.
It wants to combine, and then when it sees that that iron molecule that's Fe, and then it comes floating by and it sees the O3, the third O will drop off onto the Fe, and then you have iron oxide.
Which now is filterable.
Now it's filterable and settleable. And incidentally, you could go back to your spring water with the ozone, and that Giardia cyst you were worried about, it'll just blow it apart.
Right.
It's very effective against that. The weakness of ozone is that the systems require operation, so you can't, it's like your car, you can't just let it go down the road without putting gas in it, without servicing it, without changing the tires, you know, without whatever, maintenance. And then if it fails, and you're relying on it, and you don't know that it failed, well, then you're likely to ingest the little bug. Great weight loss scheme, by the way.
Charlie, you're an optimist. That's great. I like that. And just to back up a few moments here, I had mentioned boron, but I didn't tell people really what it is. So I thought, Charlie, you tell us what it is.
Oh, goodness. You're really putting me on the spot. I'll ask you, isn't it a salt?
I'm not sure. I believe it is. But I'm kind of at a loss here also. What it affects is plant growth. As far as biologically for people, I don't know as of this moment that it has any problem. But for vegetation, it definitely has.
You know, I didn't have a lot of time to prepare, as you know, but I have a list at home that I got off the state health department website that is the maximum contaminant levels for everything that they regulate. And they didn't always have that available right off the internet, but now it's there. And you can look that up and you can see, well, if you had your water tested and it comes back and you see, well, the lab can tell you too.
Absolutely.
But you see, well, boron, I don't even know what it is. So you look it up on there, and you look and see if they, you know, they say they're there. You can drink lots of this stuff, and it'll be fine. But at least you get to judge for yourself.
Yeah.
It's no longer Department of Health Services. California Department of Public Health. Then you put in drinking water. This is kind of the Google way to find it. Put in drinking water, and then it'll take you to the public drinking water it has all these different issues that sort of what we're talking about.
And for the homeowner, unfortunately, in regards to boron, I don't know of an effective way or an affordable way of getting rid of it. Supposedly, reverse osmosis does some.
Well, that's the thing about reverse osmosis. It's got, you know, if you can clean up salt water, the other way would be distillation.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, but there's probably some other treatments. I haven't had to deal with it myself, so I don't have a ready answer for you.
Okay, that's fine. Again, this is really geared
toward... I can spell it.
It's a big word, isn't it? Another thing with well water, you typically have hardness, as I mentioned. And people get into water softeners. Usually sodium chloride is a real common softener media, which is going to exchange the sodium for the excess calcium. Unfortunately, you end up with more sodium in the water, and frequently you may have already had too much already. Another option, the media is more expensive, but the mechanism is the same, and that's the potassium chloride softeners, which I like better. I mean, basically, you're not increasing the sodium level. You're getting more potassium, which is, I think, a positive influence. In some well waters, you'll get a low pH. I don't know, on the coast, particularly in the Redwood area, I find people have a tendency to have low pH, and I'll use like a calcite filter. Basically, it's ground limestone, the water goes through with or without a backwash device, and it just brings the calcium up in the water, brings the alkalinity and pH up.
How does it affect the taste?
If you're drinking acid water, I find if there's anything else in the water, like a little bit of iron, it's going to taste more irony because it's not balanced. When you have alkalinity in the water, again, alkalinity is the amount of calcium carbonate, I believe, in the water, where pH is a measure of its acidity. I may be incorrect there, but...
Well, you're right with the acidity part.
right with part of the answer.
Well, I don't know.